You're listening to the Burnham Society Podcast. I'm your host, Rowan Bristol, proprietor of Bristol Books. Located in Chicago's historic 51st Ward, Bristol Books has been denying service to customers for as long as you've heard of us. In the spirit of the season, Bristol Books offers a challenge. Tell us where we're located, and we'll provide you with Sonia Allison's culinary masterpiece, Microwave for One. Get through the book from beginning to end, and the resultant suicide should serve as a warning to the rest of you. We apologize for the gap between podcasts. It's our job to keep you interested so you can experience the follies of the Burnham Boys as soon as they're released. To this end, we've provided art, colorful daily commentary, and the free kitten drive. With that last one, we can't apologize enough. We have learned our lesson, and in accordance with Illinois law, we won't ever put a kitten behind the wheel of a vehicle ever again. But nonetheless, the podcast is our biggest window to our audience of four. We drop the ball, and the child, and the script, into the abyss to feed the fear demons that plague us all. Sometimes a sacrifice has to be made to provide a better show. Which brings us to our next topic, magicians and magic. I'm going to break a myth and hopefully follow it up with a truth. You are not the secret king of Awesometopia. The scar on your body wasn't given to you by Ray Fine and sealed by your dead mother. You are not the 32nd descendant of Grafnar the Magnificent. And no white stallion is going to appear and whisk you off to a magical academy full of white robes and soft-focused same-sex romances. It's not going to happen. You are not the Starborn, you are not the Destined One, and the Silver Goddess series did not choose you to save Chicago from the Bright Ones. How do I know? First, because Ceres did select someone as Chicago's savior, and the Bright Ones wove his skin into a tapestry that still hung in the walls of the Field Museum. Second, because the whole Chosen One thing is nothing but propaganda designed to keep people from exploring and understanding actual magic. If you read the recent stories about wizards, you would come to believe that the greatest wizard of all was told at birth that he was the greatest wizard of all, and everyone around him expended great effort to guide and protect him because he was the greatest wizard of all. People sacrificed their lives to this kid because he was the greatest wizard of all, and what did he do to earn this title? Nothing. He fucked around and played sports. The most popular example of wizardry for children in this day and age is the magical equivalent of George W. Bush, with only a marginally less significant death toll. The Chosen One myth is a pernicious one, going back to the days when heroes and prophets were considered to be the bastard spawn of rapacious celestials. The deeds these people performed were so extraordinary, they couldn't possibly be done by mere mortals. And so they ceased to be mere mortals. Their successes weren't the result of their actions, but by some sort of supernatural DNA trigger that not only makes them extraordinary, but makes other people shower every advantage on them. It leaves kids wishing that they had a scar, were born under a special sign, or that their teddy bear had access to the magical deck of cards and the unfortunately shaped wand. And because they don't have these things, they fall away into the gray worlds. They believe that magic doesn't exist, or that they're not special, or that they believe it exists, but they look for the special signifier in their lives that makes them chosen. Or they go batshit crazy and call upon other powers for help. We all know how that can end up. Demons and Bright Ones eat these people up. Literally. What no one wants you to know is that magic is like math, or chemistry, or performing stand-up comedy. Okay, to be fair, it's less like math than stand-up, but you get my meaning. Magic is work. Nature follows a specific set of rules, and you're hacking those rules to your advantage. And that takes study, diligence, and a lot of effort. You're working to change your mind to see the cracks in nature, and make the wedge you need to tilt things in your favor. The notion that mastery of anything requires 10,000 hours of practice is tripled with magic. That's why everyone, including the great magicians themselves, seek out workarounds. They make contracts with demons. They get hooked on the inspirations of the Bright Ones. They make artifacts. All of these come to bad ends. the true magician requires discipline, dedication, and imagination. And here's the thing. We all have these things. There isn't a one of us that can't pick up a grimoire, brush up on our undead languages, and begin the path. It's not the scar on your head that makes you a magician, but a commitment to seeing the flow of the universe and becoming an active part of it. It's magicians like Sullivan, Van der Rohe, and our beloved Burnham who saw the breadth and scope of reality and moved it to create wonder. Their worlds have each moved on, but magic has not. It's still there for those with the commitment and the belief that magic is something within all of our souls. It is within us to hear the voices of the stars, to run up walls as if they were the ground, and to transform ourselves into anything we desire. Chicago has a history of magicians, from the competitive clans of the sacred schools of architecture, to the theosophic cults with their keys and swords, to modern storefront groups full of quantum physicists and improv performers. In Lincoln Square, the Old Town School of Black Magic's spring program is just starting. Mention this podcast and they'll waive their firstborn child initiation fee. There's countless possibilities in Chicago for the aspiring sorcerer. And once you've taken that first step, there's only 49,999 to go. That's all for now. I'll be back next week with more news, profiles, and how Thai food can repel even the most ardent necromancer. Although I have no desire to sell you my books, we'd love to hear from you and answer your questions. You can reach us through the Burnham Society Facebook page at burnhamsociety.madeafail.net or email me at rowan.bristol@gmail.com. I will try to answer your questions. Until next week, remember that magic is within you, and if you don't let it out, it will crawl through your ribcage and eat your family. Farewell.